I mentioned this story earlier, and it's disturbing to say the very least, and I would warn you that it is disturbing. A Queensland father who raped two young children multiple times did so while his now ex-wife was at work, or had gone to bed, a court has heard. The father, who can't be named for legal reasons, that would identify the children, was jailed for more than 9 years in the Brisbane District Court yesterday for gross breach of trust against the children he was supposed to protect. Disturbingly, the court was told that Blake, 53, preyed on his children while his ex-wife was asleep or not at home. The Crown Prosecutor, James Markson, said the offences occurred while his son, aged 11 to 13, and his daughter, 13 to 14, over a 16-month period. Now, this is a different case to the one I reported last week involving the stepdaughters of an offender. In April, the father pleaded guilty to 9 counts of rape and 5 counts of indecent treatment of children under 16. Defence barrister Penny White said the father had not made any threats of violence during the offending and entered an early guilty plea to save the children from giving evidence to the trial. Wonderful, 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 wonderful that someone can stand up there in court and give him some credit for not making threats of violence while he raped his son and his daughter. I mean, it takes a special breed of person to be able to do that in open court and say, Your Honour, there are mitigating factors here. There were no threats of violence during the offending where he raped his young son and young daughter. And, of course, he did the decent thing and pleaded guilty to save them giving evidence. I mean, I know everyone's entitled to a fence, but I really don't understand the fence of pedophiles anyway. I never will. Judge McGuinness imposed a head sentence of 9.5 years. The father will not be eligible for parole due to a serious violent declaration. So he serves the entire 9.5 years. Let me just say this. It's better than we've come to expect from the Queensland judiciary, but given the gravity of what he did, it's still not enough. Still not enough.